Courage to Change, One Day at a Time in Al-Anon. June 22nd. My sharing at early Al-Anon meetings went something like this. She makes me so mad, and I'm a nervous wreck because of him. Thank God for a sponsor who always brought the focus back to me and encouraged me to look at what my words really said. When I blamed others for how I felt, I was giving them power over my feelings, power that rightly belonged to me. Nobody can make me feel anything without my consent. I had a lot of attitude changing to do. Today, by being aware of the words I use, I am learning to communicate more responsibly. I not only share in a more straightforward manner, but I also argue in a healthier way. There are better ways to express myself than to say, "You did such and such to me." I can talk about myself and my feelings. I can explain the way I experienced something rather than telling the other person how he or she made me feel. I can talk about what I want. I am no longer a victim. Today's reminder. What do my words communicate? Do they express what I am trying to say? Today, I will listen more closely to what my words have to say. We learn in time that it is not subjects which are controversial, but the manner in which we communicate about them and the elements of personal blame we add to them in anger. The Dilemma of the Alcoholic Marriage. From the book, Courage to Change. Copyright by Fred Fetterson, 2023. Copyright, Al-Anon Family Group Headquarters, Inc., 1992.